Everyone loves a specialist. In sports, they can be an absolute joy to watch. A reliever with an overpowering fastball or a perimeter shooter prowling outside the arc, waiting to launch a long three. However, versatility makes a team work. Versatility is irreplaceable. And versatility is exactly what Titus Hunt brings to the Twin Cedar Sabres. Hunt's fingerprints have been all over his team's 4-3 season. After a tough 60-56 loss to rival Melcher Dallas, the junior helped lead the Sabres to a 66-64 shootout win against Baxter last week. And with a dangerous Gladbrook-Rhinebeck team waiting for him this week, Titus isn't letting records or rankings worry him.
I think we just got to put a foot down and run the ball really well. I mean, we're going to work on it in practice. They're more of a zone. So I feel like we should be able to run the ball very well.
Titus spent much of his underclassman years sitting behind a talented group of receivers and running backs. Looking back at it now, he believes these older players helped him grow.
It was all about a learning experience, you know, like they coached me on the sidelines, taught me different tips and tricks I could use, how to run the ball, how to cut better, and they really influenced my season now today.
The 5'7", 175-pounder can be hard to pin down on a roster sheet. He roams around the Sabres' backfield, taking snaps from wide receiver, from the slot, and from running back. He leads his Sabres in rushing with 772 yards, kick and punt returns, where he averages 26 and 16 yards per return respectively, and is also the team's second leading receiver with 200 yards and 2 touchdowns. However, his coach Cam Parker also went out of his way to note his contribution to team morale.
One of the things that ties to the attitude, he's always cracking a smile, making a joke. In that regard, we get along great. We're always picking on each other back and forth, kind of joking with each other. But, he walks in the room and the whole place lights up. He's kind of that natural-born leader. Doesn't have to say anything. He can just walk into the room and everybody's going to kind of gravitate towards Titus.
And when you're adding things like this...
Right down, Titus Hunt makes one through. He's got a seam! He's loose! He's going to walk into the end zone, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10! Twin Cedars is going to have a chance to tie this game. It's a 70-yard return for Titus Hunt.
To a personality that helps bring a team together, you've got a recipe for a player any coach would be happy to have. However, more than 1,000 yards of offense and special teams production hasn't made Hunt any less hungry. The young man wasn't shy about where he wants to go with his football career or what he has in mind for his team for the rest of the season.
Myself, I'm trying to get all-state running back, and for a team, I want to win district and make it to the playoffs and go to the Dome.
These high expectations for himself and for his team is something that hasn't been lost on his head coach.
Yeah, if you don't set that bar high, it's pretty easy to achieve, and that's what we want to be. You know, we want to take that next level. I know Titus has mentioned to me he would like to play college football someday, so we've kind of talked about some of the stuff he needs to do to achieve those goals, and some of those goals he set himself for this season are going to help him definitely get to that level, hopefully someday.
Twin Cedars takes on a surging and talented Gladbrook-Rhinebeck squad tonight on the road. Most high school athletes never get to play in college, and most outside observers don't have Twin Cedars making it to the Dome this year. But with talent like Titus Hunt has in his possession, sometimes odds can be thrown out the window. Titus Hunt, our A-Series Week 6 Player of the Week, engineered by Pioneer. For Derek Cardwell, I'm Tyson Strayer. Football Friday nights on KNAA Carolus.